B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand from Gillette Stadium this morning. 617-779-0985. Right back to your calls. Joe in Maine had a David Ortiz thought from our conversation a short time ago. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Beetle.
Hi.
You know, the timing is just so bizarre. Why would you have a David Ortiz night on a, just a random night? How many advertisements
Monday
went unsold because of that, you know? I mean, you guys could have made a buck or two probably, you know, promoting David Ortiz night and the ticket people and the bars. Anyway, I just think the timing is interesting. That didn't Poppy just go on vacation with the Henrys?
Yes, he did.
Did I hear that on your show, or was it the afternoon program?
No, it may have been both. We definitely talked about it. He went to France, and they went parading through France.
They were holding grapes
through the wineries.
Didn't people think that was bizarre at the time?
That's great to see him back with his wife.
I
was on his wife's Instagram.
I didn't find it all that unusual. I think he and the owner are friends. Sometimes I guess friends go on vacation.
And friends do friends solid, maybe. Throwing out the first pitch before you're really ready to do that, you know?
That could have been it as well. Although he did look ready. I mean, he does look good. I'll give him that.
I think he's ready. I think this is in direct correlation to what transpired the night prior.
But to Joe's point, a friend would say, yeah, I'll come throw out the pitch for you. No problem. You need a little distraction because you fired Dombrowski last night? Yeah, I'll come over and throw out the pitch today. No problem, bud.
Well, what's that supposed to do for people, though?
Like that time you as a friend came and got me on your private jet to get me the hell out of the DR when I got shot. Yeah. I mean, I owe you big time. It's whatever you need, dude. Yeah, I'll come throw out the pitch. Let's do it tonight. I'll be right over. Friends do friends favors. That's what friends are for.
That's what friends are for.
Right?
Yeah, like the song.
Keep shining.
Know when you were
always there. Count on me.
Faux show. That's faux show.
Dionne Warwick, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
And Dionne Warwick and that dude.
Stevie Wonder?
Yeah.
Seeing that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dionne Warwick, Stevie Wonder.
Or Paul McCartney.
I don't think so. Wait, Paul McCartney was in that one too? No.
Oh, no. He was I'm thinking Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was Stevie Wonder and
right.
Paul McCartney.
Ebony and Ivory. Yeah, that's right. There you go. No other show could do this. Sorry.
I want to see a duet of John Henry and David Ortiz sing this to each other. Oh, yeah.
I feel this way.
And as far as I can do, I'm glad I got the chance.
I'm not doing it.
Your face going to get you in trouble?
Cup solo one. Him and Gronk. Sipping on Tomatone.
Well, then close your eyes and try.
Yep.
It's a good song.
It really is. It's sort of nice. Like a nice like 80s soft rock jam.
So it's doctor's office type stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Dentist, waiting room. Mm. There you go. Turn it up, Tom. Mm. Turn it up, Tom. Oh, here it is.
What?
That's a good part. Jim's mad at us.
What's Jim mad at? What? Faux show.
No, just check your text.
Oh. What do we do now?
There's a lot going on in the studio right now.
What do we do now? Oh, good. Good Lord.
I'll be on your side forevermore.
Jesus, good Lord.
All right. Let's go to the phones again.
At least it's not Dan Alpert taking a picture.
I don't know this caller's name. It disappeared off the screen. Mike in New Hampshire, though, is there. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys? First time, so Mike, long time. Just want to talk about Antonio Brown. You know, in regards to his fit in this organization, I don't know how that's going to work. You know, I'm pretty sure Bill Belichick's going to have to sit down with them. You know, Ocho Cinco, when he came with us, you know, he was kind of a diva in the organization, outside of the organization. And with Edelman being mad, Antonio Brown getting signed, I think Edelman's much more concerned about him, you know, becoming a Hall of Famer potentially with the numbers that he has, you know, in a playoff, second to Jerry Rice. You know what I mean? Money's a plus, but I honestly think he's more thinking about legacy. He's 33 years of age. He knows he probably got another 2 years, 3 years. You know, who knows? Especially with Bill Belichick.
Well, he's got one more crack at hitting free agency and making money. These are the types of headlines you see with Antonio Brown. From BustedCoverage.com, appropriately named for this story. Antonio Brown slides into Instagram model Emmy Lou's DMs with you sexy, sexy. Good for him.
He thinks he's just complimenting.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, man.
Instagram model Emmy Lou, a.k.a. Barbie Dolly. No, you sexy, sexy, after she tagged
That's
him on
not
some
her
pics.
Real name.
Where she's wearing a Raiders 84AB jersey. Emmy Lou was late to the party and was posting, trying to change AB's mind.
You think she needs two seats on a plane?
Like, down set, hot Monday afternoon, but that didn't stop Antonio from appreciating her work while he prepares for a 100-catch season in Foxborough. good for him. That's a funny headline. Matt in Malden. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. I think Antonio Brown wanted to come to New England so he could crash with Brady and become the world's most unreliable house guest since Cato Kalin. But the question I have for you guys is, we're always talking about Brady versus Belichick, who's meant more to the Patriots' success. But the flip side of that question is, when the Pats have fallen short, who has cost them more? And you can point to things like benching Butler in the Super Bowl, costing Belichick, et cetera. And if AB were to derail the team, if he was to be toxic, that's on Belichick. So Bill's got to be confident he can manage the situation. So I'm wondering your thoughts specifically to Bill's confidence level when it comes to containing him as we're heading into the bye week in Miami.
Bye week in Miami?
What?
Dude, that is a joke?
Yeah, it's a joke.
I think Bill's confidence is higher. He wouldn't have made the move. I think Bill was extremely determined to do it. I have a house guest story. You know, speaking of world's worst,
you
worst,
do?
Worst house guest, not Cato Kalin. Remember Jim Jensen used to play for the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah, he was Marino's guy, right?
So, he was Taysom Hill before Taysom Hill, right?
So Marino's got this mansion in West.
Hold the story. Yeah. I know it. It's worth you telling.
It is.
But we don't have time, so you're going to have to tell it on the other side. We'll get to the action update. Zoe will then tell you the story. I'll also tell you this. The latest concert announcement from Fenway Park. Tell you who's going to play there next year.
Bet you're white.
You got your money on it being a white act?
Yes.
Okay. Probably a solid bet, usually is, when you're talking about Fenway Park.
Right.
We'll get to that coming up next. And also, coming up just after 12:30, we'll get to Colin Cowherd's analogies on the Patriots and where they stand. All that on the way. Here's the action.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test.
It was just announced within the last 10 minutes. you start seeing the concert lineups for next summer being announced already.
Keep this playing, Tom.
You'll be hearing this at Fenway Park next summer.
Told you, white band. Now,
Green Day. No, not eight. Not just one white band.
How many white bands?
Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer. Do you know that I have a picture, and I'm going to try and find it. Maybe we can find it for the simulcast. I'll have to text somebody that has it. I have a picture with me and all the members of Fall Out Boy.
I know you do.
Yeah, you've seen it, right?
It's from Mix. Yeah. Yeah. I remember stuff.
I was with the husband of one of our former coworkers,
And
we went out and went to that show. We're like, yeah, we'll get a picture with the band. I'm like, who are these guys? And my wife was like, you know that one of these guys is really famous. He's married to another, was married to another celeb. And she's like, I can't believe you met him. I'm like, who the hell is he?
So
someone in Fall Out Boy is really famous and was married to another famous celebrity or something. So I don't know.
They can really do a good job of this. So as you hear this song by Green Day being played, you can have the images slowly change up on the Jumbotron.
No.
Dave Dombrowski.
You can do a montage to Dave Dombrowski.
Montage.
Can I tell you something, though? Yesterday, Big Jim tweeted out that yesterday, September 9th, was 25 years ago yesterday
that
when Green Day played at the Hat Show.
Shut up.
Yeah. And
Jesus.
25 years ago when it was like a riotous event where it needed to be shut down after 30 minutes and the state police had to arrest a bunch of people and there was violence.
Get so
and there
angry.
Was, oh, it was a complete mess. And now they're so tame and you're all so old that they're playing Fenway Park. That's where you are now, Green Day. You've gone from rioting on the Charles River to playing at Fenway down the street, being old and tame. So they now put you in that category.
Wow, you're an old
that too, you're tame enough to play at Fenway. That's sad.
You know who the famous person was?
Who was it?
Pete Wentz is in Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, that's him.
Ashley Simpson.
Ashley?
Not Jessica Simpson. Ashley Simpson.
But there was like
the one who lip-synced on Saturday Night Live and got busted.
I don't even remember that.
Ashley Simpson.
Ashley Simpson did.
She came out to do one of her, or like the second song of the performance, and they started playing like the backing track to the wrong song that, whoops, also included vocals. So,
oh god,
she's
Jessica Simpson's sister.
Yeah, she instead started doing this little dance to try and get away with it, and it was completely busted on live TV.
I used to watch that Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson reality show. That was awesome. I liked them at that time.
You would.
I did. I liked them.
All right,
shows.
Tell us about Bad House Guests.
Oh my god! So Marino still lives in the same house. He's got this massive mansion. It's in the middle of the subdivision in Weston. It's a man-made lake, but they built up the middle. So he's basically on an island, and you have to go over this little bridge to get there. So he's got like a moat around his house.
He built a moat around his house.
And
Marino's moat.
And he's got a 4,000-square-foot guest house. So it's sort of the same
like Brady.
Like Brady, right.
You park quarterbacks like in their 4,000-square-foot guest
house. And he would always have us over. So one day I went over. Talk about a freaking eclectic mix. It was me, Damon Heard, Zach Thomas, Aronde Gadsden, O.J. McDuffie, and Orlando Amari, the kicker. And we're going in. Marino is this massive freaking wine room. So we go in. And then he dumps out all these stone crabs. We're having this big stone crab feast. And he did this, like, every week. And it was great. And I'm like, man, guest house is awesome. I'm like, nobody lives in there. He goes, yeah, someone lives in there. What do you mean somebody lives in there? He said, you remember Jim Jensen? I said, remember Jim Jensen?
Did he say, like, under his breath?
Yeah. Like, he goes, well, because like, the other guys already knew, but he was telling me the story. And he goes, yeah. I said, yeah, he wore number 11, had that neck roll. He goes, yeah, he's still in there, and he won't leave.
So Jim Jensen won't went to leave. BU?
Did he?
Yeah.
Won't leave. Will not leave.
He was an 11th round pick. So then they had 11 rounds, he was the
Jesus.
He was the pick number 291 in the NFL draft out of BU in 1981. He played for the Dolphins from 81 until 92. He was done with the Dolphins in 92. What year was this?
This was 2000. So, like
eight,
I said, could
not get
rid of him.
Later,
so, I mean,
8 years later, he was still in Diamond.
Well, his nickname was Crash, as in, is it okay if I just crash here for a while? And
oh, my God. So we were out
just
on the
never
he,
left.
He had this big stone table where he put all the crabs on reading. And I look over and he's, no, don't look, don't look. He's looking, he's in the window. Like, he didn't want to come out. He goes, he'll come out. Like, he's the ultimate squatter. Could not get rid of him. And that's something.
He did play for the Miami Hooters in 93 and 94, the arena football.
Oh, okay.
So he probably went loco around 98, 99 and just said, I need help and I need a place to stay. Some guys lose it all. Yeah. You know? That was nice of Danny to take care of him.
His Wikipedia entry is awesome.
What is it?
He became a human Swiss Army knife with a knack for making tackles on punt and kickoff coverages and converting third down opportunities as a running back or wide receiver. On Mexican TV, he was known as the Thousand Uses or El Mil Usos in Spanish.
El Mil Usos. Philly guy. Grew up right outside of Philadelphia.
Jesus.
Yeah. According to his Wikipedia page.
Yes, he probably went nuts. Yeah.
And was crashing in that home. Couldn't get rid of him.
Can't get rid of him. So it's a guest, a house guest that won't leave.
Wow.
Yeah, I felt bad for him.
617-779-0985. Paul in Rhode Island. Paul.
Yes. How are you?
Hi, yes. Paul.
Thanks for taking my call. It's impossible to get through nowadays.
I know. It's crazy.
Listen, I appreciate your expertise, and I want to talk about Antonio Brown. He's done nothing wrong here. So let's not judge him. You know, the Bible says don't judge, but you know what?
Now we're going to quote the Bible. Now,
wait a minute. God's
how far gone we are.
I'm sure Brady read him the Bible because, you know, Belichick is known to take players with hot chip or with turmoil, you know, and I'm sure he'll do well. To me, I think that the guy wants to win a Super Bowl, and let's go 7, you know?
Okay, Paul. Thanks for the call. Thanks for hanging on.
What?
Yeah, thank you. I was waiting for it. Like,
I know. Thanks, Tom.
Let's go.
What?
Thank you.
There you go.
John.
Huh?
John in Stoughton. What's up, John? Or a John. I don't know where you are. John, you there?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Or is this Taunton you're in?
Hey. Taunton. Yeah, Taunton.
Oh,
hey, guys.
It's one of some spelling issues here. Hey. Go ahead.
That's
sorry
right.
about
no,
that.
I just want to comment on AB. I can't believe all the negativity on him. This guy's a great athlete. He's a Hall of Famer. And he hasn't beat up anybody, as far as I know, like guys like Tyreek Hill or Adrian Peterson, who should be in jail or in prison, at least be out of the league. This guy is a prima donna. Most of the players in almost every league nowadays are a bunch of prima donnas. And you know what? He's got a one-year contract, and I guess he's got an option for another one. Belichick, everybody knows, if this guy doesn't perform or starts any crap, he's going to be out of here next week. Belichick will cut somebody in his own family.
I don't believe that.
I reject your basic premise that most every player in every league is a prima donna. What is that?
Many of them are.
Really? They got a bunch of prima donnas on this team that went to the Super Bowl last year?
Not the Patriots.
Bunch of prima donnas.
Most every
player on every team in every league, the Bruins, bunch of prima donnas.
My point is, AB will conform here, or Belichick will send him out.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I don't believe he'll send him out.
At some point. He's got some leeway here.
I don't think he'll send him out. I don't think he'll get rid of him, because it is only a one-year deal.
He'll deactivate his ass.
Maybe, but he won't ship him out, because you know what? At the end of the day, he knows it's only for this 1 year.
Well, he knows he needs him.
And he wants him so badly that he was willing to give up $10 million guaranteed.
This goes
even after everything that he knew. This is why I don't think that would happen.
This goes back to something that we've talked about before, and it's like a basic premise of being a fan. And it's how much of are you willing to admit that you also want to like the guys that you root for? And we talked about this a lot between the four or five of us, especially with Jim and Kyrie Irving. It didn't want Kyrie Irving on this team in any way, shape, or form, because he just didn't like the guy. I don't think anybody would say up until 3 days ago that Antonio Brown, they liked the way he behaved as a player in the National Football League. But now that he's a Patriot, no one is saying that. No one's saying they don't like the guy. Oh, yeah, I like what he does on the field. You want to be able, it's nice, but it is a luxury in order to have a personal likability factor about a player who is on your team. That's a luxury you don't have with Antonio Brown right now. If you're being honest with yourself, you like the fact that he walked out on the Steelers. You like the fact that he wouldn't even get on the practice field with the Raiders. You like the fact that he blew up at his general manager and put his head coach into a video and held that team not even hostage. I don't even know what he was doing. No, none of that is likable. But now you're trying to explain it away and act like it doesn't matter. For the most part, it does matter. It certainly matters when they play for a different team, but now you want to act like, oh, that part of it doesn't matter. Now that he's going to be wearing a Patriots jersey, none of that matters anymore. It does matter. It matters a lot to a lot of people who just want to, you know, feel good rooting for certain guys on their team. This one's going to have to be earned. So for me, it's not just a wait and see on the performance and whether or not he clicks with Tom Brady in the offense and how much leeway they give him. Let's just see if he ends up being a likable guy here.
To quickly sum up an email I got earlier from Anthony in Worcester, he said, for all the talk, for people that had checked in earlier saying, well, they cut Aaron Hernandez when he murdered someone, which we're not going to talk about, Hardy. Here's something else. Remember all those stories we heard about all the crap Aaron Hernandez had going on here before he actually got into trouble off the field, the fights with teammates, all the nonsense that had happened, all the issues he had behind the scenes, you know, literally getting into physical confrontations with players, including Wes Welker. Remember that?
Yeah.
I think Matt Light was a player that came out in the aftermath and said, I had issues with this player, that it came to a physical confrontation.
Choked him out in the locker room.
Yeah, Matt Light choking out Aaron Hernandez in the locker room. Did they ship Aaron Hernandez out when that happened? Or was Aaron Hernandez good? So they just said, no, just get back to work.
And extended him. Gave him a huge contract.
So for all this talk of like, oh, they'll ship you right out of here. No, they won't. If you're good, they'll keep you around. If you're good, you get to stay. It's when you're an idiot and your production starts to decline that they ship you out, or that they ship you out.
And some of that, Beetle, a lot of it, I don't blame them. You got 53 guys. You don't need everybody to get along. You don't need everyone to be best friends. You don't have to have 53 personalities that gel. That's life. You get that in any walk of life, cross-section of humanity. You're not going to get 53 people to get along all the time and never get on each other's nerves. It's just how much before it gets to be a distraction. Sometimes you got to choke somebody out to get them to, you know, stop being a pest. I get that part of it, sure.
We'll hear from Colin Cowherd coming up next. He has an analogy for the Patriots describing what they are. Now that they've acquired Antonio Brown, you'll hear that after headlines.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero 98.5 the telephone number. You're on Zolak and Bertrand. Let's hear from Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports. He is the host of The Herd. We played him before. He has a way of using analogies to describe just about everything. He's the master of analogies.
Huh.
It can often be quite humorous, although I don't think he does it to be humorous. He does it just to describe things, to talk about things. Almost every single day, he's using analogies to describe things in sports. And so he's got one to describe the New England Patriots in talking about who they are after signing Antonio Brown. Hardy, you got the audio?
I do. You ready?
Yeah.
Remember, New England has done this. New England dates everybody. They've married one, Tom Brady. They're Tinder, not eHarmony. They date all sorts of personalities.
Okay. It's a dating marriage analogy so far.
They like to date. They don't like to settle down.
They date everybody.
Albert Hainsworth and Ocho and Randy Moss. They do this all the time. Small college schools, big college schools. Sometimes they have a guy, Jamie Collins. He ticks them off. They trade him to Cleveland. They get him back, and he comes back, and he's great. New England gets coaches to come back. Josh McDaniel. They get players to come back. Josh Gordon. I mean, this is what New England does. New England samples all sorts of personalities and relationships. Coaches leave and come back. Players come to New England. Josh Gordon, make a mistake, leave, come back. Jamie Collins, we had him. He ticked us off. He leaves, disappears. He comes back. They date. They're Tinder all the time. They've had one serious long-term relationship, Tom Brady. And only because Tom plays by their rules. Tom takes a pay cut. Tom is coachable. Tom lets Belichick yell at him in public. This is what New England does. This is not shocking. It's not ruining the league. It's what they do. And there's a reason adoption agencies take...
Wait. All right, so they're Tinder. They're not eHarmony.
Plus, they're making Tom Brady sound like a battered spouse, you know?
They date. They're Tinder all the time. They've had one serious long-term relationship, Tom Brady. And only because Tom plays by their rules. Tom takes a pay cut. Tom is coachable. Tom lets Belichick yell at him in public.
He got rid of all of his friends. He won't go out with them anymore. He stopped talking about getting a second job. He agreed to stay home more.
What? What are we talking about?
This is what New England does. This is not shocking. It's not ruining the league. It's what they do. And there's a reason adoption agencies take so long with vulnerable kids going into families. They want to make sure the family is right. And
now he's bringing it home here, Beetle. Don't.
I thought it was bad when we had the caller who said that Tom Brady broke out the Bible to quote the Bible.
I'm sure Brady's read the Bible to him.
Read in the Bible.
Here's Colin Cowherd telling me that this is like an adoption and they got to make sure it's a good family that they're sending Antonio Brown to. Holy smokes.
With vulnerable kids going into families. They want to make sure the family is right.
Hold on. I got to back this up a little bit. Hold on a second.
Oh, man.
What?
And there's a reason adoption agencies take so long with vulnerable kids going into families. They want to make sure the family is right. And organizations win Super Bowls, not players.
Who's the adoption agency in this metaphor?
I'm not sure I follow that part of it. Who's making sure that the Patriots are the right family for them?
This is what New England does. This is not shocking. It's not ruining the league. It's what they do. And there's a reason adoption agencies take so long with vulnerable kids going into families. They want to make sure the family is right.
Okay, I get what he's saying.
I get what he's saying.
He's not saying that there is an adoption agency. He's saying there's a reason why there are adoption agencies, because they have to find the right fit. And Oakland wasn't the right fit for Antonio Brown. That's why it didn't work out, because there isn't an agency. There isn't the equivalent of an adoption agency to find what is and should have been the right landing spot for Antonio Brown. And that because it didn't work there doesn't mean that it won't work in New England. That's his point. I follow. I'm picking up what he's putting down.
If there were an adoption agency for the NFL, they would not have placed Antonio Brown with the Raiders. They would have placed them with the NFL equivalent of the Spielberg family.
Yes.
Where it just, you know what? They've got like 10 kids already, and they do fine with all of them. Just, you know, put them with New England.
Yes.
And organizations win Super Bowls, not players.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I guess. I don't know. I kind of liked it when he was sticking with Tinder and eHarmony.
Yeah, I liked his first part.
When you get into adopting.
Started trying too hard at the end.
The adoption analogy lost me a little bit.
And there's a reason adoption agencies.
Yes, this part.
Take so long with vulnerable kids going into families. They want to.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't.
Those darn families.
I know. Those suckers.
Here we go.
That kid's going to ruin that family.
I
hope that family has good culture to keep that kid in line.
It's really a shot at the Raiders that he's taking there at the end. But I don't know if I look at Antonio Brown as being a vulnerable person.
Steelers, man. They had a weird locker room. You heard stuff when Harrison came here, like he didn't like stuff there. Fell asleep. Nobody was held him accountable. That place ran its own.
I don't know anybody on Tinder. I'd like to hear more about that.
I'd like to hear more about that.
I just want to hear more about the Tinder experience.
Went on Tinder.
Who did?
Didn't we have an intern on Tinder?
Not that I recall.
No.
I'm sure we have, but I just don't know that they've shared that with us at any point.
T-Bone was a unattached man up until
Tom,
a couple
a
years
guy,
ago.
Right?
Were you on Tinder, T-Bone, at any point? Were you ever on Tinder, T-Bone?
Speak, boy.
Something tells me he's not going to comment on that.
No comment.
That's a yes.
That's
nice.
A yes.
Damn it.
He was at one point in time.
I swipe left. I swipe right.
I swipe.
No. I like to take the train.
Left. I like to meet up for casual sex with people on Tinder and not ever actually go out on a formalized date with them.
Could you imagine Tom host of a talk show?
Hello, welcome to Talk Sports today.
Engage in sexual intercourse at a moment's notice because of an app on my phone.
Less talking, more sex.
This app sounds like it's for me. It was made for me. You want to do it?
Fun!
I love sex with you.
Oh,
you want to make sex with me? I'll make sex with you.
Is James White calling us today?
Yes, at 1 o'clock.
That's the plan,
not
right?
Now.
What do you mean not now?
After that conversation.
Why?
He creeped out. He didn't want to talk to us.
Can't blame him.
Well, we'll hear from James White, hopefully, coming up in about 10 minutes.
Make sure you ask him about the Tinder analogy.
We'll ask him
what
he thinks
about that. I'm going to ask how many guys on Tinder.
How many guys on the team are on Tinder?
Yeah.
You won't ask him.
I'll ask him.
You will?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll ask him. We'll ask James White that question coming up. When he joins us, we'll get to your calls between now and then. Next.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Some legends are told, some turn to dust or to gold, but you will remember me for centuries. Just one mistake is all it will take, we'll go down in history. Remember me for centuries.
617-779-0985. Sharon is in Long Meadow.
Sharon!
She's up next. Hi, Sharon.
Hey, hi.
Hey,
I was thinking, because I'm very suspicious, maybe Tom Brady is babysitting AB, like make sure he gets to the meetings and everything on time, get his butt out the door.
You sound a lot like Karen Garrigan.
No. I don't know that person.
Okay. Do you think Tom?
So you think that it's like a babysitting situation, that's why they've got him at the house up there?
We think they ride in together?
Part of it, yeah.
Well,
because how else is he going to get to meetings on time if he's like that? I don't know the man, but his reputation is that he never shows up for anything.
Because he's got enough money to where he can hire somebody, or the team can hire somebody. They have enough money. It doesn't have to be Tom. Look, I'm not totally dismissing your point. I'm sure it happens on other teams in other situations. I don't see Tom Brady at this point in his life and his career taking on anybody. Unless it's somebody that he knows from way back in the day and he really has a personal investment in, to sit down and say, okay, I'm going to take this guy under my wing and make sure he shows up on time. There's just there are too many other resources, the team, and Antonio Brown has himself at there in his disposal to where it doesn't become Tom Brady's problem.
Yeah, they want to babysit.
Make sure his shoes are tied and get him out the door on time.
Stick him in a hotel and have somebody stand outside his door, for God's sake.
Yeah, I don't see that as being on the list of Brady's things to do at this point in his life.
Stidham can shuttle bus him around.
Stop.
Janet's in Rhode Island. Janet,
don't laugh at that.
Hi, how are you? Listen,
hi, Janet.
I'm one of those odd fans that do not agree that victory at any cost is worth winning. And I don't like this guy. I don't want him on my team. I am disgusted with the team and ashamed now to be a Patriots fan.
Well,
because
hey,
he
had a nice
no
ride.
Business being on my team. My last comment is this. A very basic psychological fact is the best indicator of future behavior is relevant past behavior.
Ooh, I like that.
Digest. Well, you had a good run.
No.
Up to this point. Yeah. Thanks for sticking around.
Okay, thank you.
Enjoy your new team.
But I like the fact that she's willing to say, I don't like him here. I don't want him here. Where it goes too far, it's like, okay, now I'm out. Now I'm out. Out on the Patriots. Well, that seems to be a bit drastic.
Well, but can you be both, though, Hardy? Can't you do, like, my approach is I don't like the guy, but I'm willing to give it a shot to start off and see what happens. Well, and if he's got to win me over.
Well, yes.
But right now, I don't like the guy.
Yes, Jim, because you have no other choice. But I'm with you.
Same thing with Kyrie Irving. I don't know if I liked the guy when he first started.
Jim
gave
does
a shot,
have a choice.
Though.
Either be a fan or you don't. What's your choice?
Well, so you have to be all in or all out, though?
No.
That's what you're saying.
No. But, like what's your choice? You're like, you don't have a choice.
No, and what I think Sharon, you know, was starting to say, and I was going to, you know, I guess applaud her for being a unique voice in this. What I thought she was going to say is, I'm not a win-at-all-cost type of person. I don't like this guy. I don't want him on my team. And if the Patriots end up winning the Super Bowl, I will not look upon it as one of my favorites just because of the fact that he was here and he was a part of it. But instead, she kind of went the other way and said, I'm out.
It's like the female power.
No, this is sort of like Beatle with James Harrison, right? You were that way with James Harrison. You weren't a James Harrison guy.
Hated him.
But you still watched the team, followed the team.
Of course.
I don't think, did you give him a shot, though, when he got here? Or you just were out?
Shot how? I mean, like, I wasn't going to stop watching the team.
No, but like a shot to be like, okay, he can turn me by what he does throughout the season.
Oh,
to
get me to like him?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
All right.
No, Antonio Brown? There's definitely a chance we could like him by the end of this. Or
okay.
Those of us in Karen's camp.
Why is that? Why would you have Harrison different than Brown then?
Because I think Harrison's just a detestable character. There's a difference in what their sort of things are. Harrison off the
field. Yeah, what's on their resume that we're talking about here?
Harrison had it all. I mean, Harrison was a guy who was asleep in the recliner in the meetings, but off the field was alleged to have had violence, in, you know, at home with his, I don't know if it was his girlfriend or his wife, and breaking down the door and breaking the cell phone and all that stuff that had happened. Like, yeah, no, sorry. Not rooting for that guy.
Well,
you guys, I'll leave that to the rest of you.
I was never in a room with Harrison, but let's speak to a guy that has been in a room with James Harrison before.
He hasn't been here in a while.
Yeah, but at least he played with him. James White joins us now. What's up, James?
How you doing?
Good. You can guess what we're talking about, bringing in guys to certain locker rooms and everything. And yeah, there was a lot of stuff written at the time when, you know, James Harrison joined your team. How good of a teammate was he with you guys?
He's a good teammate. Worked hard, came in ready to work. Obviously, you can always tell by his Instagram videos. He's a hardworking guy, and he just did whatever the team needed him to do.
You obviously had a win the other night. Are you happy to, you know, have that opening night ceremony and finally put the ending to last?
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPersonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.